This recording, Montana 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Get Secure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave her, Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was a strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, the winters were normally pretty cold, and the summer is really hot. So, like, the weather changed every 5 minutes. Like, one time at track meet, I was, started out, like, 100 degrees-ish, sunny. Then it started hailing. Then that turned into sleet. And then one of those tents you put in the middle of the infield was, like, doing somersaults down it. Well, for one thing, there's, like, multiple chairlifts and a huge tram that goes all the way up the mountain. The mountain, I think, as I recall, is about 12,000 feet, 13 maybe. Lots of skiing in it. You know, you don't have to keep on taking lifts to get up. You can still go all the way down the entire mountain in about probably a half hour. Okay, so it was like in fifth grade. I had this dream about me and my friends. We were on this like sort of like a MTV show, and they were like, we were being interviewed about our number one hit song. Wait for it, drum roll, about banana peels. Well, there's AOPI initiation, there's meeting my boyfriend. We've been together there for like a year and a half, which was actually really fun. I mean, it was like during smoke-out arthritis when we were having it down in the basement, he came down. That's when we first met, but we met on Tinder, so that's, well, yeah. Anyways, and then my shift ended at like 9 p.m. Then we just sort of hung out until 4 in the morning, just walking around campus. Yes, working with horses, that happens quite frequently. there was an incident where, like, I was in 8th grade and a horse jumped on top of me. I blacked out and I don't really know what happened. I just sort of woke up on the ground and, yeah, I was alone at the time. Well, my sister sort of ditched me, but, you know, siblings. And then recently, I almost, I got bucked off, but I almost hit a metal beam. And I was at a trot going probably close to 15 miles per hour or so. Okay, so my freshman year of high school, I this is probably my biggest injury. I got in a freestyle ski accident because of an idiot in the train park. I fractured my tibia, and then I tore my meniscus and strained both my ACL and MCL. And I had to have two surgeries. The first one was to put a pin in it and repair the meniscus. The second one's to take out the pin.